This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913. Made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So, Cyrus Jones, live forever.
All right, I'm going to shut up and give Lisa, a nurse in Florida, the floor for the next 5 minutes to start over, tell her story calmly without me interrupting. Please continue.
Okay, I'm not good at this, but okay, so... When I do home health, and I've done it for years, and then I worked for an integrative doctor for a couple of years, and then I went back to home health, and which I could get into a lot of the natural remedies that help and help cancer, cure cancer. We've cured many people with cancer, but I'll stick with the vaccine. Okay, so I go into these patients' home, and a lot of them, you know, get these injections, and, you know, some of them are sick and some of them are not, but a lot of them that they were able to get the shot through the nursing home because their families were in nursing homes or ALS, they come back to me like 2 weeks later and they've said, well, I'm going to speak one so I can just stick with that topic. They're like, oh, my dad died last week. He had heart failure. Yeah, there was nothing they could do. And I'm thinking, okay, he just got that injection and they were both sick. And then the sister that I was treating was sick, got sick. Even though she didn't get the injection, but she was sick. So, and also, all of the COVID patients that I've been treating for this last year, so-called COVID, none of them have any of the symptoms. None. So in the beginning, like, we have to wear a PPE, but I don't even wear a mask anymore when I go and see people because they're not sick. Like, they go in with a UTI, and they're like, I didn't even know I had COVID. And I have COVID. I mean, it's not just one, it's not just two, it's not just three. And in the beginning, I was scared. I'm not going to lie, I was scared, you know, because I have a daughter and I have a family and, you know, I was scared. But after a while, I started to see that these people weren't sick. There was nothing that was even a flu-like symptom. Now, maybe in the hospital, I don't know, but none of the symptoms that they say. But they also know, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I'm listening. I know I usually interrupt. I want to hear your testimony, please.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's just insane. So then some of the nurses, because, you know, I have friend nurses that are all over. And my one friend, well, she's actually a nurse practitioner in California. She was totally liberal in the beginning, and she totally changed her whole tune. And she's like, this is insane. She also has leukemia. But she's like, this is crazy. This is not true. This is not what's happening. And I have a friend in New York, too. They're like, they're putting these people on ventilators regardless of if they're sick. They just come in, and if they have a cold-like symptom or anything, they come on a ventilator. So, of course, they're dying. Like, this is crazy. The last thing anybody wants to do is put somebody on a ventilator because a ventilator is not good unless you have no brain function or you can't breathe on your own. But to put people into a state and put them on a ventilator, it's dangerous.
Yeah, to put them into a coma and put them into this is like something out of a horror movie. And I know two people from high school that were black who just went in saying they had a cold. They grabbed and put them on ventilators, killed both the husband and wife last week in Austin.
I was just going to say most of them are African-American, unfortunately. And so here's my other point.
So how is that working in an actuary? How are they targeting black people? Because it seems like that's mainly who they're killing. I'm not trying to be a virtue signaler, folks. It's just who they're killing.
No, this is what I'm saying. Well, look at what they're doing on the news. Like, you know, here's the thing, in hindsight, right? I just like that stupid, crazy OC, I just came and say her name. But just like, okay, so they plant something. Okay, so like on the news, she was mad about the little dog that was going and helping people in New York in rich neighborhoods. So she said, why aren't the African Americans, why don't the poor people have this dog, this robot, whatever this guy? It's because she's planting something because that's what they're gonna do in the future. It's so insane, these liberals. And Hold on, don't hang up.
Back in 60 seconds. Don't hang up, Lisa. I want you to finish your testimony of what you're witnessing. This is so evil. Yeah, it's 2-1 black folks dying, folks. They are killing black folks. But they love black people. They're liberal. Oh, we love black people. We're banning Dr. Seuss. We love black people. We love you. We love you.
We're shooting this on the evening of Monday, March 1st, 2021. And in just 6 days, this Saturday, the biggest sale ever on storable food is going to end. Because of the ice storms and the problems around the country, our big supplier, highest quality storable food at the lowest price, My Patriot, is giving us the best deal ever. Free shipping on all of their storable food, and that's a big cost of storable food is the shipping because it weighs a lot, and 10% off on top of it. You won't see this deal come along for a long, long time. You've got until this Saturday, the 6th of March, 2021, and then contractually they have to end the sale because they have hundreds of distributors. They're getting mad that we're undercutting the price. They decided to do this. So it's exclusively available. There's a few days left at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Takes you right to specials. All their food, all their packages, 1 month, 6 months, a year. It's all PrepareWithAlex.com. Take advantage of it now and at Fuzzy InfoWars.
Headline on InfoWars.com. Judge rips kids away from mom.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWars.
Judge rips children away from moms who don't wear masks, even though it's not a law in Florida. They do what they want when they want. It's all part of the power grab, the contact tracers. I'm going to break something down I've been looking at for about a week. It's really big. It deserves major attention. And one of the crew members brought it to my attention a few weeks ago, or a week and a half ago, and he's going to do a report on it as well. But it's this Operation Crimson Contagion that was part of the Great Reset, part of the Event 201, part of Operation Lockstep, and that's how they drilled the attack they later released out of Wuhan right before they did it. So that's coming up. As well, we're talking to Lisa. We'll get to everybody else. The Sean and Greg and JJ and Kyle and Steve and James and Brandon and Nick. We'll get to every single one of you this hour, I promise. But Lisa's a nurse. She was getting into healthy people get the vaccine, they die. And it was like the last caller. Some families get upset and go, why'd you die a few days after the vaccine? But others just don't. She says liberals don't even seem to connect 2 + 2 = 4. So you said the main thing you were calling in. So you already dropped major bombshells, but the main thing you're going to get to right now.
You know, actually, when you were just talking about the mask, so I want to bring that up, too. So I've done home health for years, and we always check their pulse ox. We've done that for years now. It's such a big thing. I get it. But if somebody has COPD, which normally it's a build, like, okay, so if they have a buildup of CO2, so sometimes, or if somebody smokes a lot of cigarettes, sometimes their pulse ox will be like 100 because they're breathing in too much CO2 or their blood's not transferring. And I'm speaking fast without, you know, getting into everything to explain it. But most of my patients now, their oxygen level is 100%. And why is that? Because they have their masks on. It's so bizarre. And so I, you know, if I go into someone's house, they're like, do you want me to put my mask on? And I'm like, no, this is your home. You do what you want. And anyway, so, but I will have patients take their mask off and I will put one on so that they feel comfortable. But just so I can get their real read of their oxygen levels, because with that mask on, it's a false read. And I would love other healthcare workers to call me and see, or call you guys to see if that's the case in theirs. It's crazy. It's insane. They say follow the science. They're not following the science. And see, here's my next question is, I guess I'm just so confused. Do these people, and I'm not saying normal human beings that don't know any different, but these liberals, like in the politicians, do they know that they're this evil and they don't
care? Yes, the higher ups do know it, but the lower level ones just have groupthink. It's mob psychology. They feel powerful being part of it. Lisa, thank you so much for the call. Amazing information. All right, let's go ahead to the next call, the order they are received. Nick in California, then Greg in Louisiana. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to talk about Dr. Seuss. Are we really supposed to believe that these publishers, I don't think anybody asked them to do this. I feel like they just did this disingenuously because they printed a bunch for themselves and then they found excuses for why to take out each one, like Eskimo Fish, and they're just going to make a huge profit by turning them into valuable collectibles.
I mean, I think it was a leftist group of academics that first attacked Dr. Seuss, and so they want to target everything and ban everything so they have power over it. But undoubtedly, it's going to create a secondary market for Dr. Seuss. But I don't see any evidence there of that being a pre-potted plan.
Printed a bunch for themselves.
Well, what I'm saying is, do you have evidence that it was the Dr. Seuss publishers that had this leftist academic group attack the books?
No, I don't.
Well, all I'm saying is they're trying to ban everything. I mean, a few years ago, it was Lynch Hall at a college that an Irish person gave a bunch of money to. But because you had the Lynch trial where somebody got lynched 200 years ago, people think lynch means hang people, so they ban the name. To me, the overarching system is just to have the control to ban any word you want, whenever you want, however you want.
And on COVID, I would cut that 2010 clip where he talks about lockstep, and I would cut that with some clips from Endgame, because Endgame is just unbelievable at this point, talking about the lockdown cities progressively releasing worse diseases to depopulate.
Well, I just want to be clear. I appreciate your call, brother, Nick. All of these globalists have been public about this. So a lot of listeners watch these videos, and they go, man, Jones must be an insider. I'm on the video saying, here's the document. And the difference is, this isn't like some kooky group that just has a document and a plan. This is real globalist in control. And so that's what's frustrating is, if the legislatures and governors and the people ever just woke up and took the enemy's plan and said, look, it's a criminal admission, it'd be over. But it doesn't, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't. Let's go ahead and take another call here. That would be, who does say was up next? Greg in Louisiana, you're on the air. Welcome. Then Kyle. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, brother. Go ahead. Or was it Gray? Did I say Greg?
For the last 25 years, Gray.
I got it now, brother. Sounds like you're on a cell phone. It's fading in and out. Gray in Louisiana. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I've been trying to get in touch with you for the last 25 years, man.
Wow.
Me and you had talked a long time ago. That was way before you was on the air. We went to the same school and everything. And people that ran
okay, what school did we go to?
We went to Duncanville. We went to Duncanville. There was two people that we hung out with. One was a tall Gary. The other one was a short-haired Gary. And me and him had almost got beat up by a bunch of guys because he called me the wrong word in front of them because they thought he was talking to them. But I had to jump in and intervene to keep that from happening. But the reason why I was calling, though, was to get us back on track. This here COVID stuff, it's a cover-up, man. It's a distraction. What we don't know is what's going on with those the nuclear football and all this stuff that they keep throwing out to get us off the track and everything, man. You know, if we got a committee that's holding on to that football code instead of one person that's going to make a decision, we're in trouble. And I believe that they're going to use a major attack on us, and I think Texas is going to be the target because we got a lot of people here with guns that don't want to give them up. And not only that, that we're one of the more fortified states, you know, far.
You know, I agree. The globalists want to target Texas to discredit the idea of any independent states or any form of secession. I agree with you. And like I've said for a long time, I think the globalists might nuke Texas and claim some terror group or right-wing group did it. Because, I mean, that's all they've got to do. They're preparing us, telling us that pro-Americans are terrorists. What do you think is going to happen, Gray?
Well, if you really look at everything, how they're doing it and stuff, is they're going to push this envelope. Because you got, as you can tell right now, there's a lot of people. You don't have to wear a mask in the store. now. But now they won't take them off. They won't take them off, you know. And so because they won't take them off, people are still doing it. And some of these cities are saying it's allowed. The same people that they use to go, this Antifa, Black Lives Matter, they're going to be the ones that's going to go and shoot a place up. And then they're going to use that bomb to blow the place up, kill off those people to cover up who it was that did it. So they don't have any evidence.
I totally agree. Everything they're pre-positioning, everything they're pre-planning. We have former Navy SEAL author, researcher, who's going to say just that in the fourth hour today, Matt Bracken. And God bless you. I appreciate your call, Gray. You know, I moved out of Dallas when I was 16, but I did hang out some in Duncanville. But that had been 32 years ago or so, 31 years ago. So, but I did go around to a lot of wild stuff in Dallas. So who knows? I might actually know that guy. Who knows? I don't know. All right, more calls. I promise we come right back on the other side of this break. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. Everything they're doing is for a false flag. Hell, they might do one today. They're all in the news. Oh, the Q's going to blow up the Capitol. Q ain't going to blow nothing up. The feds that run Q are. I'm not mad at folks that got into Q, but it was a sign. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Well, you know there was a litmus test for the police and military. The Pentagon to raise social media screenings and military background checks for ties to groups with strong conservative elements. Remember Facebook said 2 years ago, didn't matter if you said something 10 years ago, we're going to use it against you, and it's always a new element. Oh, we saw you when you were 5 reading Dr. Seuss. Pledge yourself to communism, and then you can still be in the military. It's just unbelievable that Congress put up with this and we put up with it. Bipartisan senators introduced a bill to strip Biden of war powers, which is in the Constitution. Politico. So they're already stripping Biden out right now. I said they put him in there because he's weak, so the bureaucracy can strip the executive powers. You're like, well, I don't want that old crazy man with the weapons. You're giving it to the bureaucracy now outside the Constitution. Now the military won't be in control of it. It'll be the bureaucracy. And the military's far from perfect. That's why they got this purge of it going on. But these two articles go together like a horse and carriage. We're in the final days of this country, folks. China's directing the whole damn thing. While the FBI is so busy tracking the conservatives and everybody and worried about Dr. Seuss, we're losing the whole thing. All right, who's been holding the longest here now? Is it Brandon? Is it they're all called in right the same second. I guess it would be Kyle in Nebraska and then Deshaun. Kyle, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you, sir?
Man, I'm just freaked out, brother. This is the real takeover happening.
Same here. Wanted to start off by saying longtime listener, big supporter, spent thousands with y'all.
Thank you.
I would say krill oil, basso beads, water filters. I mean, you're just not gonna match it anywhere, man. It's not happening.
The krill oil is the highest grade. We can buy krill oil for $3 a bottle, but instead we pay 3 or 4 times that because the krill oil, it's the highest grade. It's so amazing.
Alex, it changed my life, man. I mean, you go to bed, like you said, you pop one of those before bed, and you don't even half the time need the knockout. I mean, I'll take it once in a while. But anyway, just wanted to get in with it, with this Laura Loomer thing, with
yes.
The gun grab, whatever happened.
No, she's not allowed to own guns. No judge, no jury. Just she's a patriot. So when she goes to buy a gun, they say no purchase allowed. Doesn't even have a misdemeanor conviction.
That's what I was going to ask you. Has that been reported by Tucker or anybody?
Nope, because it's like oh Alex Jones, he's banned. Oh Laura, that's just them. You know, it's like it's crazy. It just becomes a no big deal. But she sent the copies of it, the documents, everything. It's happened to a lot of people right now, folks. They're just. Again, can't be in the military if you're pro-America. Can't have a gun if you're pro-America. I mean, they're saying, right? Congress is saying that did you hear where I read that? Where they're going to check and see if your strong conservative elements won't be allowed? Conserve means
right.
Conserve the country. Conserve the military. Conserve our rights. Don't want to have any conservation, do we?
Exactly. And I just wanted to bring that up. And I really hope that maybe if we get like a special report of some kind, or do something just like a short, like a 3-minute thing we could just blast everywhere. I stuck up for you last night. John B. Wells had posted that little edited video, and then I went ahead and responded to it with a clip from that guy that you were with last night. All gas, no brakes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, I John B. Wells, I did nothing but have him on my show, treated him nice, built him up. He's just jealous of how big our show is, and, you know, it's fine. I said that in a documentary film that was out a year and a half ago. I said, if I was an immoral person, if I only cared about myself, I'd say F Trump. I hate him. He destroyed my life. Roger Stone, all of it. But I went on to say, but no, I did this. They did this. They've made great sacrifices. So they just edit that out and then say it's a leaked video and I'm in a studio with cameras all over me. And then everybody like, oh, look. I mean, look, all these guys don't care about the truth. They care about making a point and they think getting a score. So all these other talk show hosts think like they're in competition with me, Glenn Beck, all of them, and they're not. I'm fighting the New World Order. I'm facing FBI indictment. I'm facing the globalists coming after me at every level. I'm not one of these children. And, yeah, you know, it's not the best response because I just heard about it two nights ago. And the thing on the main side is me on Owen Schroyer before I was even sure. I'm like, where's that DVD? You guys can hear this. I'm like, yeah, I think that's in the film. Well, no, I went and looked. It's in the film. So the quote they have is in the film, but with context of me saying, but I love Trump. And I'm glad I do it all over again. You see, imagine the level of that lying, though. It doesn't hurt me. People should be insulted by being lied to like that, brother.
Exactly. And I just wanted to finish with saying I'm in the Omaha area, and you and your wife get up here. You got my number on there. I'd be really happy to buy you guys a meal.
I'll buy you a meal, Kyle. Love you, brother. Appreciate you. You've been supporting us. We'll support you. But, I mean, notice the headline is Jones says he hates Trump. Never wish he'd met him. That's out of context. And then Ann Jones hates his listeners and says he sells them fraud. Oh, where's the video of that? In fact, I've talked to a lot of experts. They're like, you know, if you would just not sell the highest grade fish oil or krill oil, you'd make three times the profit instead of selling the super high grade. But I want to sell the high grade. I'm not going to sell crap to people. And that's how I am. And it's just another thing, too, is I told the truth a few weeks ago. I said, hey, it's not even supplements that are funding us now. It's these protection pockets, Faraday cages for cell phones, because there's a big market. We've always been selling them, but these are great. We have a low price. So we saw a flood of people with fake IP addresses hit and vote us down from a 97% rating to an 80-something. I forget what it is, 80-something. It's 81. Oh, God, it was like 86 a few hours ago. And so because there's not a lot of reviews for it, they're in there doing fake reviews. Because, see, that's a real review thing. We're not putting fake reviews that are positive for us. They have to order with power reviews to do it, but then they cancel their order. So they order, vote our product down, and then, I mean, that's how hard the left is working, ladies and gentlemen. So most of you that bought the privacy pockets, you didn't go to the reviews, did you? They even had the FBI investigate that. They're so obsessed with everything we do. They had the FBI investigate and put out subpoenas. They've asked me not to talk about this, but it went on. Two power reviews. Because it's a big mainline thinking we had fake reviews, but then when they found out they weren't fake, they then gained the left and had these thousands of leftists go, and it's a big problem we've got. They order the product, then they delete the sale, but they have the code to do the bad review. Now, these are just a wall of Satanists, a wall of trash, a wall of liars, a wall of fraud. But here's the good news. We're not them. So imagine how good that is that we're not scum. We didn't come from scum. Our daddies and our mommies were good people. And I'm really sad to say that. Some people have bad parents, they turn out good. But most of the time, it's that you might have been poor, you might have been rich. It doesn't matter. Your parents love God, they love the truth, and that's why you're like them. You resonate with God. These liars cannot get you down, folks. Don't let them depress you. That's all they want to do is get you depressed, get you down, get you in a desk. And they did it to me the last few months. Because I felt responsibility for the Capitol because they set us up and I should have been smarter. But it's okay. I was in the arena. I took action and God touched my heart and said, stop being bummed out about this. You took action. You did what you had to do. God will turn this into something good. All right, I'm done ranting. I got to go quick because we got so many great callers. We come back. Brandon, James, Steve. Oh, but first is Deshaun. Been holding along. So Deshaun. When we come back. But, yeah, I mean, I got to sell a lot of product. We'll sell thousands of these things a week, but we only make, $10 or whatever. Hell, on sale, even less. So, yeah, it's hard to pay the bills around here. I'm not bitching. I don't care about the money. I want to just, thank God, I still got a family farm and ranch I could go to, and I'd live in a little bitty farm shack and be as happy as a pig, and you know what, man. God, there's nothing better than being in, a three-room shack. I'm telling you, man, that's why I want to be in a three-room shack in the middle of the woods. But instead, I'm right here in the middle of this cesspool awesome fighting hard. So keep me in the fight, folks. Keep buying the products. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
March is here, and we're running a special for only 1 week. Store-wide free shipping up to 50% off on our best-selling items. Free shipping on storable food till this next Saturday and 10% off. Do you have any idea that most of the cost of storable food is the shipping? That is the best deal ever. Only till this Saturday. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 50% off. Turbo Force, the 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Ultra 12, the best vitamin B12 out there. Take it out of the tongue. It's incredible. 50% off. All of it free shipping. Huge deals on gravity-fed water filters. Amazing deals on all of our products. I'll be frank with you. Stuff's so bad. Things are so out of control. I'm trying to sell them everything so we actually have funds inside our coffers to keep operating if they shut our shopping carts down. We're under a major globalist attack, not because we're the enemy, but because we're standing between you and the globalists. The globalists want to bankrupt you. They want to enslave you. They want to depopulate you. They want to force inoculate you. Fund InfoWars, and we'll take action against them in the fight.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Takeover while these globals play God.
Way of life.
I really want to get to this today, but we got Matt Bracken coming out with a bunch of calls. 2019 Crimson Contagion. I've already talked about this a lot to listeners and other talk show hosts. Other talk show hosts that might want to spend less time lying about me or attacking me if you want to be successful. And like, I'm giving you a huge thing that nobody's covered that was actually as big as Event 201 or Operation Lockstep. Everybody could ferret into. And for over a week, every day I've been mentioning this, and I haven't seen other people covering it yet. So, okay, I'll cover it. I know it's big and documented and huge and important. It, you know, doesn't matter. If it's esoteric and Q crap, it's, you know, it's a catch meow. But this is really, really big information. So one way or another, I'm going to be covering that. Also, I didn't know Joe Rogan a couple of weeks ago did like 30 minutes saying I was right with Michael Ballas. And by the way, I like Michael Ballas. He's been on the show before. The number I have for him doesn't work. Michael Ballas, we want you to get a hold of us. We'll get you on the show. He's a great writer and researcher and a funny comedian as well. And they were just saying, no effing way Alex Jones is right again. That's going to come up next hour ahead of Matt Bracken coming on with his big news. We're going to take those calls. But let's go to Deshaun in California. Thank you for calling. Thank you for holding, Deshaun.
We get to the point, but like I said, we need another rally back at the Capitol, period. And we need to sit down with that General Milley, or General Silly, I call him, and that Chris Miller, and we need to just have a personal talk, period, right there at the Capitol. Is this what y'all, is y'all installing this pedophile? The country has been overthrown. Do you know that? And if they don't agree with that, and we should just separate ways after that. We should just part ways because the military has been compromised. And you remember when Hitler invaded France, remember the French just stood down and just let them walk right in?
Yeah, that was the Vichy French actually stood down for Hitler. He bought them off.
Right. So that's the same scenario could happen with us with China. We thinking the military is going to help us, and they just let China walk right in on us. So, I mean, this is crazy. And everybody knows the country's been overthrown right now. It's overthrown. We have to get it back. We have no choice.
And I agree with you. I was thinking of the name of the show today, and I said, you know, UN admits that the lockdown is for world government, but it's bigger. The U.S. is really overthrown. And we don't say that happy, but if we don't admit that, exactly, the U.S. military at the top is globalist, and they are standing down while China walks in and takes over economically and with spies, and that's just militarily, and now they've got to stand down for 60 days, and now they're saying that they're going to kick out anybody that's pro-America out of the military? This is the purge right now, brother.
And what we're under right now with the mask, this is King George III rules it all over again. The mask thing is straight out of a king's mouth. The Queen of England, we know who it is, but and they exterminate us right now. People are going to these extermination centers right now, and they just want the shot. And the people are just dumb. I guess they're not just woke. They're just walking in the centers. They're just exterminating the people because they're just coming to the cats. It's so easy with the TV. This is they leading us right to the camps, but the people that are unaware.
Well, that's right. They get us to take our parents and others to them to kill them, and even the nurse doesn't know. But then once they give shots and a bunch of people die, the nurses want to go, ooh, who are you going to say something to? And then it comes out there's all this massive death of people, and it's just like a footnote. I mean, I guess the plan is working. I guess the evil sized us up and said it's time to bring this country down, Deshaun. So how do we save people? What do we do?
Like I said, we got to march at that Capitol again. I don't care. It's our country, man. It's over. We have to get it back. And all these, I'm going to tell you our biggest weakness. Our biggest weakness right now is our love for homosexuality, period. That's it, man. We got to cut that off because we got that Rachel Levine at the top. Hell, they can put her as president now. Since it's overthrown, you can see somebody as like Caligula getting in office, period.
Well, you know what you're talking about, Deshaun. Here's the deal. They were worried about a march on D.C. when they stole the election, so they had their own people kind of break in to make us look dumb. But I agree, they're totally concerned about they're going to do things so bad, opening the borders, everything, collapsing the dollar, that we will march on D.C., and that's why they're keeping troops there permanently, even though they don't even trust those troops. So I agree with you. They're planning something big, and they're saying right-wingers are getting ready to engage in terror, which we know is not going to happen. So what do you think they're about to pull?
I'm hoping right now, what we're looking for right now is the military to just start clashing with each other, period. Because we need some George Washington's in that military right now, some Pat Henry, some Thomas Jefferson to step up right now, and then they just going to have to take the country back. It'll be easy. It's so
No, I agree. What we don't have is men that are leaders that are willing to put it all on the line in the power structure.
They got to defect. They got to defect now. It's telling them to defect with the shot. They're coming at them with the shot. Just start defecting already, and let's just get this over with, man. We don't have to. We have to, man. The kids are dying and ain't in school. This is crazy.
Yeah, we're under martial law. I hear you, brother. God bless you. I mean, you're right. And they're pushing us into conflict, but they win if we don't fight, and they win if we do fight, unless we have God on our side and the public wakes up. But that's the problem is, man, the public is just dumb. I mean, they are just dumb, dumb, dumb. But that's why, man, it's bad. God, it's bad. Just pray for awakening, folks. That's all I can say. And I can tell you, the military is concerned. They're good people on average, but they're not magic. And they're all compartmentalized. And yeah, suicide is off the chart. It's just they're just killing us. And they admit they want to make us depressed. These people are evil. You got to reject the entire media, the entire culture. Whatever mainstream TV tells you is wrong, folks. All right, let's talk to Brandon. Brandon in Michigan, thank you for calling. Thanks for holding.
Alex Jones, thank you for taking my call, sir. You're a legend, and we love you. All right, so I'd like to touch on the response to the UN news and then get into stickers.
Sure, go ahead.
So listen, guys, it's obvious here. The UN's clamping down harder. I mean, they're putting all their cards on the table, and they're basically saying, sit down, shut up, and take it. And I think they're trying to gauge how much we're going to take.
Exactly, like he said last year. Gates said this is all a giant test, and then depending on what we do, comes the next thing.
Yes, and it's insane because you thought that they'd already put it all on the table. I mean, from our view, it's just what more can they do, but they just keep pushing it further and further. And I understand, you know, what we need to do is we need to fight. We need to come together and fight, but people are afraid because when you admit what's going on, when you admit to yourself that there's a depopulation method being carried out, God forces you to take a stand. He makes you stand up, and I think people are afraid to stand up.
And they're saying we're dirty and putting masks on babies? I mean, this is so damn satanic. Hey, we finally live to see the Satan make his move. I mean, we are literally got front row seats to the satanic takeover, brother.
It's just insane. But I want to get into how people can fight. It's very simple. Sticker activism, those stickers that come with all your products at InfoWars. I have a very unique job. I actually travel around the United States. I've been to the whole lower 48. I've been doing it for the past 8 years. And I put those stickers everywhere. When I go to the gas pump, I put one on the pump. When I go to the bathroom, I put one in the stall. When I walk into the grocery store, I slap one on the door. And I feel like it's one of the best red pills for people because even if a cuck has to take that sticker off, they're still getting a little dose of truth. So they're kind of, you know.
Well, and a lot of people that already know about InfoWars, it reminds them or they know other people are in the resistance. I agree with you, brother.
Well, and I mean, I was in the Mojave Desert 5 years ago, and I found the sticker, fluoride, there's poison in your tap water. And that's how I found InfoWars. And from that day forward, I became an InfoWarrior. So it's extremely powerful to put those stickers out there. And actually, if I can, I'd like to get in touch with somebody there about buying a big bulk order because
well, we want to put stickers out at cost. We've done it before. It's had a huge effect. We need to do it again. The enemy tries to keep us off balance with attacks and all this demonization. But, yeah, get his name and number, folks, and just give him 5,000 stickers. And again, it costs money to make these folks, but we love it, and it gets the word out, so that's beautiful. Please get Brandon's info from Michigan and give it to Blake or somebody over there so we can get him 5,000 of the little stickers. Absolutely. We do sticker bombs again. That's something that's very, very, very successful against the enemy. All right, third dimensional warfare. We're going to talk to James and Steve and Andrew, Blake and JJ, and then Matt Bracken takes over, and we have that little Joe Rogan piece.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Shot approach when there's so much news, but the UN coming out and the London Guardian and Forbes and saying, oh, the lockdowns are good for the earth, we're going to continue them for climate lockdowns, and COVID was just an excuse to save the earth. I mean, that's Klaus Schwab saying that a year ago. It's all admitted. It should all be over. The legislatures, the mayors, everybody, this is a admitted criminal plan, and they know that it's weakness for them that it's a criminal plan, so they're admitting it out front to normalize it, you see. And to see the Stockholm Syndrome of the average leftist that's having their future destroyed, everything taken away. Because I'm not a virtue signaler towards black people, and I haven't figured out exactly why the globalists want to kill all the black people, but, man, let me just tell you, I mean, the left wants to kill black people. I mean, they're the most racist, evil people I've ever seen. And I figured out, a lot of the low-level ones are like that now, too. They all know it. They're like, there are too many old people, Alex. There are too many black people. There are too many poor people. What? And they create a system to make them poor and then sit so they can kill them? Man, I'm intellectual and I'm smart, but my gut's even stronger. My spirit just goes, whoa to that, man. Woo! You want to get on God's bad side, you act like that. All you people want to play God, you dumbass liberals. Most of you live in squalor. Most of you don't even have any money. The system screwed you over, too. But you pretend like you're part of it. I mean, look at that photo right there. God almighty. You're a TV viewer. Man, this Joe Biden guy, I mean, but it's perfectly emblematic that a rotting zombie is in control via fraud, the guy that tried to fix things we got, you know, got stolen from, and then they got articles out that I hate Trump. You know what Jesus said? Go off a tree's fruits. On air, I love Trump. I've supported Trump. I've been persecuted for Trump. They have some edited video from a film I put out where I said, playing devil's advocate, if I wasn't a moral person, screw Trump, I hate Trump, he's a horrible person. But that's not true. What I get isn't what matters. It's where we all go. But see, they're of their father, the devil. They lie. It's what they do. It's all very simple, folks. You go off what somebody actually does, what they stand for, what they produce, not what color they are, not where they came from, not who their daddy was or their mommy was at the end of the day. It's what they did, what they created. And now the left tells you, oh, no, we don't look off what somebody did, like Martin Luther King said, which made pure sense. Why America resonated with that. No, no, no. We look at what color somebody is. It's evil. All right. Let's go ahead and run through these calls. Let's go to JJ and then James. JJ in FEMA Region 3 wants to talk about all over the country, even in Texas and all over. They put Agenda 21 in. And even if you buy your own farm, why you can't live in a trailer, why you get a house built for your kids. That's Agenda 21, folks. Oh, bankrupt you and then take your kids away, JJ.
Alex, I got two things for you. Number one, I'm an anomaly among urban planners. I have an AICP. I am probably the only person who's a conservative that I know of in urban planning. However, that thing that happened in Georgia, I was reading it. I read the zoning.
I'm sorry, was it Georgia? Did I say Tennessee? I'm sorry.
Georgia, yeah.
So I go teleprompter free. I saw another story in Tennessee. I apologize. It's Georgia. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I read that this morning. I read the zoning ordinance. And the zoning ordinance actually says a minimum 1,200 square foot is the minimum house size, which speaks completely unconstitutional. There's a case from Mount Laurel, New Jersey, called NAACP versus Mount Laurel. Once that thing was settled, all over the country, even though it's a New Jersey case, everybody said, oh, we're going to lose badly. The cities and counties got rid of the requirement for minimum square footage of a house. It's totally unconstitutional. And it's called exclusionary zoning. And that's what was happening in Mount Laurel, New Jersey.
That's exact really racism they were doing to black people. Now it's everybody.
Yep. Yeah. So secondarily, now, in FEMA Region 3, it's really sickening. Of course, we have a lot of military facilities out here, and I go on them all the time. And it's just sickening. What I see going on with the COVID vaccine, it's not a vaccine, the COVID jab, it just sickens me because what I'm seeing is a lot of people who are either Korean War or Vietnam War vets. They're all in their 70s and 80s, and they're all lining up, and they're getting totally culled. And it's sickening because they don't want to pay for the medical care for these people long term.
100%. The system goes bankrupt because of fraud if we don't kill the old people. And voila, here it is, kill the old people. I didn't mean to get him hung up on. He dropped off. And again, I never make mistakes on purpose. I read another article about taking property in Tennessee. And so that was Georgia. And so I made a big mistake earlier saying that was Tennessee. I apologize. That's why I got to check what I say, folks. Notice the New York Times says do not check what people say. But the caller corrected me. Thank you so much. I would have put him on hold and get him on as a guest as a conservative zoner. Maybe see if he can call back. Sir, if you'll call back, I'd like to get you on as a whistleblower. All right, let's take another call here. Let's talk to James in Texas. Go ahead, sir. We're talking about eBay and Amazon book bans. Go ahead.
Hey, Jones, you know about the character assassination, man. You know, if you're taking flag, go at a target, you always keep saying that. So it shouldn't take you by surprise, honestly.
No, I agree. But the lies are getting so insane now. Like Dr. Seuss, all of it. It's just my God, where do they end?
And see, the thing is, what amuses me is that they call us conspiratorial, you know, conspiracy theorists, when the conspiracy is right there in their face and everybody can see it now. It's blatant, you know. They're not even hiding anymore. They're canceling conservatives worldwide. I mean, look what's going on in Germany. They're canceling that opposition party. So, you know, they're not even hiding anymore, you know.
I agree. Where do you think all this is going to go?
I mean, you keep talking about it all the time, you know, it's a consolidation of, you know, of powers. And unfortunately, you know, nobody's going to be free anymore. But yeah, it's not looking good. That's all I can say. I mean, it's bleak. Now, as far as the other caller was saying, there is awakening happening. It's just not at the pace that we want it to. It's kind of slow.
Exactly. It should be way bigger with how evil all this is. I mean, this is just, like you said, it's blatant. It's blatant now.
Yeah, it's like you said, that the expression you say is like, you know, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining, you know? I mean, it's a Stockholm syndrome, as you always keep mentioning it. So it's just sad to see that, you know, this is happening before our eyes, and some people are not willing to accept it, you know, even if it's right in the face, because I have people that have taken the vaccines, and I have my boss who actually, he got sick for a whole week, you know? And he wanted me to take it. I was like, are you serious? You know, but, you know, you can't reason with liberals, honestly.
Well, that's another thing. I call it vaccine, too. If it was mRNA, which is the main groups that are out there, only they even approved a regular one yet, it rewrites your genetics. So, of course, your body freaks out. And then it's going to have huge effects down the road. They know that from animal studies. They didn't do animal studies on these vaccines. They did it with other similar ones. So that's what, like, oh, we don't need animal studies because they've already done the studies. Thank you so much, James. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to cram in three calls in 5 minutes from Steve, Andrew, and Blake in Alabama. I guess we got another Blake there as well. So that's coming up. And then Matt Bracken has a lot to say today. He doesn't normally say, hey, tell folks I got something big. He does. They're planting false flags. They're engineering it to bring us to the next level of this. And exposing this may be able to stop it. So that's coming up next hour. And then, of course, Owen Schroyer always does a great job, 3 to 6 p.m., The War Room. We love Owen. We love his excellent fight against the globalists and all the great guests he has on. We love this great crew as well. Separately, we won't be here if we don't plug. And plus, we got great products you need. I thought it would be 2 weeks till more of these came in. It came in quicker. And we have them in green, in blue, in red, and in black. They are Faraday cages so that when you don't want to use your cell phone, it's not tracking you. It's not transferring data. The contact tracers, the hackers, everybody can't get you. These are $19.95. The same ones sell all day for $29.95. They got some other ones that are cheaper that aren't actually very good. These are like 99% effective. If you park under a cell phone tower with your phone, it might still be able to beam through the Faraday cage. But they're some of the best you're going to find out there. We had like a 99% review. The left found out about it, that it was one of our biggest sellers, so they all went and piled on with fake reviews. So if you got the Privacy Pocket, if you like it, but you didn't review it, please review it at InfoWarsStore.com. But separately, they're never able to do that with products that we've had for a long time because there's so many thousands of reviews. It's the newer products. This is a new and improved version that they're able to try to manipulate the reviews. You'll see like a new product won't have any reviews because it hasn't had any reviews yet. Like look at Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's still sold out. Let's just click on that for me. And let's look at its reviews if you scroll down for me. And you got 97% reviews, 276 reviews, 4.9 stars. But it's always when something doesn't have a lot of reviews, they find out about it, they pile on and try to kill the reviews. You can go read the reviews there as well. Third-party reviews, power reviews. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we also have 10% off the Thrible Food and store-wide free shipping for a few days left.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.